This digital recording comes from the New Energy Times Archive.
When that 60 Minutes program aired about a month or two ago, and
yes,
they had a clip of you saying, you said something about regrets, and I think you said you regret calling it fusion. I was curious about that. Can you tell me more?
Well, fusion has a special meaning in the scientific literature. Fusion.
Yes.
And perhaps it was a mistake to call this process fusion.
Yes.
It should have been called a nuclear effect.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
Calling it fusion gave people the opportunity to say, no, it isn't fusion. It isn't like that. If it had been called a nuclear effect, they couldn't have related it back to the fusion process as such.
How about from your own perspective? I remember reading something. This was a week or two before the public announcement. I think you wrote to David Harwell, the neutrons and the tritium ratio, it doesn't match. I'm very concerned. And I think you said either in that message or another message around the time, what else could it be? It seems like that was your best guess, and it seemed to me that you felt like that was a reasonable guess to make at the time. Was that?
Yes.
That's a fair statement.
Yes.
I suppose you probably had no idea of what the reaction was going to be like.
No. It seemed to me that it was related, calling it fusion drew attention to the type of process which it could be. You see?
Yes.
It seemed reasonable to call it that at that time.
I suppose there was nothing else to your awareness to from which to categorize it.
No. It was the type of process.
Well,
it was the type of process to which one could refer.
Yes, certainly. Yeah. Well, 20 years later now, it certainly seems like that distinction is much easier to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and yes, I've seen other ideas that relate to neutron-related processes that could be not perhaps as simple as and direct as it D plus D going to helium-4, but other more complex processes, but perhaps other alternative pathways to getting to heat and helium.
Yes, it seems reasonable to call it that, but perhaps I shouldn't have called it that.
Well, yeah, that seems understandable. So I was wondering whether you had a chance to catch wind of some of the ideas in the last few years about neutron catalyzed reactions.
Yes, it must be. Goodness, you know, the neutron is not very strongly bound in deuterium.
Yeah.
So maybe there is some substance to those